It's been 6 months since a gunman opened fire at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, killing 7 and injuring dozens more. As a response to the shooting, a gun control bill has been filed in the Illinois legislature that outlaws the sale of assault weapons and prohibits residents under the age of 21 from buying a gun. It's a measure that will be closely watched as lawmakers return to the state capitol next week. One of those watching is Tina Svondelis, chief political reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times, and she joins us now. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Celeste.
So this bill was proposed, perhaps not surprisingly, by the House Democrats. It's designed to help prevent tragedies like the Highland Park shooting from happening again. What is in this bill that might prevent a mass shooting like this?
So what they came up with is ending the sale of assault weapons immediately and allowing for registration of the existing ones. And then also trying to limit the sale of these extended magazines that allow these guns to become fully automatic. That is a huge problem in Chicago. It has been used in mass shootings. It was used in Highland Park. It was used in Buffalo. It was used in Uvalde. So this is Illinois legislators really trying to tamp down those types of things to try to prevent another mass shooting.
So why are they specifically targeting age with this bill?
The lawmakers believe if they make the FOID age to 21, that there will be less young people buying guns. And we don't know if that's necessarily the case. We've had several public hearings in Chicago, 3 of them in December within a 2-week span. And in this case, they targeted the age because the shooter in the Highland Park shooting was able to access those guns prior to 21 because he was sponsored by his father. Bought those guns. He was able to buy those guns at 20. He committed that shooting when he was 21. So they were really trying to target these elements of what they saw exactly in that shooting. Another element is the family could have warned law enforcement and other authorities that he was not well, that he should not be owning these types of guns. So there's an element in this bill as well to try to get other entities to be able to file those reports, like state's attorneys and other law enforcement agencies, so that this doesn't happen again.
So what about guns that have been purchased, are already in someone's home? How might this bill impact previous purchases of guns, or will it?
It kind of will, it kind of won't. The lead sponsor, Bob Morgan, he says that it's just closing the front door on future sales. But yes, there will be. There are so many guns out there already that are defined as assault weapons. And so what they would want people to do is to register those. Those would be pre-banned guns. California does that, but you don't have to do that. So it's not solving a problem completely for people who want to get these guns off the streets, but it will kind of close the door on those future sales.
And what's the reaction from gun rights advocates? They say that you can't put everyone in jail because of, you know, a sketchy or a possibly soon to be illegal gun purchase. So what are the arguments against this?
They don't believe that this can be enforced. They don't believe that people will register the guns. They don't believe this is constitutional. There was a woman who worked for a faith-based organization who said that she believed that this would disproportionately affect Black and brown communities, that these people will still try to find guns, that they will be in the system. And Illinois has tried to go out of their way to lessen enforcement and to have less people in our jails and prisons. And they believe that this will kind of counter-affect that.
Now, Democrats have a pretty large majority in the Illinois House. One of the sponsors of the bill, State Representative Bob Morgan, said Democratic lawmakers are trying to pass this during the lame duck session before it ends January 10th. What are the chances at this point that this bill will pass before that deadline?
Well, Illinois lawmakers are coming back to the Capitol today. They have 5 scheduled session days. They are hoping to get this done, but there's a lot of work to be done with Illinois Senate, a lot of meetings. And the Senate Democrats still have to go in and tinker and talk about what they want to change. In Illinois, Democrats have a super duper duper majority. They keep on gaining seats. In November, they picked up 5 seats. They currently have 73 members, and they only need 60 votes on this. And that's one of the reasons why the political headwinds are behind this in a way we haven't seen before. And so it does not seem like it will be a super heavy lift to get this passed.
And if it doesn't pass, is there a plan B?
they're going to keep going. If it doesn't pass in the lame duck session, they would definitely try to get this passed in the spring session. You have a newish House Speaker from a couple years ago. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan's no longer there. Things are different. He's going to want to prove himself that he can do this. Governor J.B. Pritzker just won his second term. He wants to prove that he can do this. So it does seem like the headwinds are in their favor.
Tina Svondelis is chief political reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times. Tina, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.